Simon Dalid, we're up to Sifyat Zayin. Last week we had a very heavy shiur. Not a heavy shiur, a heavy topic. The shiur is always light. The topic last week was a woman who got married with the heter of a bezdin, and and the status of the child, and the husband comes back alive. The status of the child is that he's a mamzer, which is a heartbreaking situation. It would seem at first glance that there's no way around it. Like, what do you do? Right? She sent her husband. She got married because her husband died. She had a child. She was anxious. Her husband comes back. It would seem that there's no etza. In a little while today, we get to Sivchaf. We'll explore. Maybe there's even an etza for that, a rabbinic etza to fix it. But I just want to review. Last week was a little complicated. The question wasn't why the child's a mamzer. The question is why she's usa to her husband. If a woman gets married on pi psak of bezdin, l'chayri she did absolutely nothing wrong. She's an anus. Ein l'cha anus g'day l'mazu. She went to the Sanhedrin and the Lishul Sagazis, and they're passing she can remarry, that there's enough evidence her husband is dead. And could we do it two Adam? And then the husband comes back alive. The question is why that's considered to be an anus. Why she should be asur labayla. So last week I spoke about it at length. I just want to give the synopsis of it. The Ramah later in Simeon Zion brings a Chuvah Sarajba that says if it's al pibes and she's mutter. It's only if two witnesses come and she personally relies on the two witnesses, so she's doing it at her own peril. When she does something on her own, it's her own risk. But the Rajma said, if she does it al pi bezdin, she's muteres labayla. And he brought a raya for Michal that was muta to David. But she doesn't need a get from the second. The Rabbanan, she needs a get from the second. Mikra din, she's... No, I mean to go back to the first. She go back to the first. I mean, she doesn't need to get from the second. Yeah, that's what happened, right? David was Mekadosh Michal. And that what? I don't know. You have to show me. I'll show you. Simmons, look at me. But the Taz. Remember, last week we showed you the Taz. The Taz later who disagreed. Said the Gemara says Micha Bashol there was never a palti, never touched her, and that's why she's mutter. And the Taz said Chuvah Saraj Bezuin Lismaichalov, and he brought a raya because of Parelum Davishal Tzibor. With Bezim Bepaskins, and people are Saimach, so if Rav Klal Yisrael does it, you need a carbon. It could be Bezim needs a carbon. But the Gemara says on Bezim with Bezim, and here he is. That if a miut does it, they need a chatas. Which means if you do al pi bez, then you still need a kapara. So just the long and short of it, last week we spoke about all the different possibilities. The long and short of it is that the Ramah does bring a Rashba, who says if you do al pi bez, then you're an itis. And nafkamina is you're mutter to go back to the first one. And the Taz disagrees, and the Taz says that it's not true. Even if you do al pi bez, you need a kapara. Question is, why you need a kapara? As I mentioned in the Behudas Tshuva last week, anytime there's any human error involved, anytime any human person does a mistake, that doesn't give it a din of an oinus. That's the kitzur of what we said last week. Now, Rabbi, she asked about the child. The child, as of now, there's zero etza. The child the physical fact is that he's a mamzer. His mother was an eshes ish, and she had a child from a different man. Bezdin allowed it because they had enough evidence that the husband was dead. But it turned out the husband was not dead.
Yeah. So does she and Bezdin have to bring a carbon?
I guess the Bezdin does have to bring a carbon. Because there's no carbon when Bezdin makes a mistake, unless it's a Parum Dom Shel Tzibor, unless it's Rav Klal Yisrael.
What's the call again, Rebbe? If there is a human error, it is an
oinus? No, I give you this Klal. is that anytime there's human error, it needs a kapara. It's not an Aynis Gamor. That's parallel in Darush Tzivur. Even though the Bezdin made the error and the people are doing it, so we could talk about the Bir Adavar. But that's what made it a long shiur last week. The Kitzur Adavar for today, Kitzur Adavar is three Maramakaymas. Ramah from a Chuvus HaRajba that says that if a woman gets married Api Bezdin, she's an Onus and her husband comes back. And that Chazal were only talking when she gets married Api Shtei Eidim, without a Bezdin. But she goes to Bezdin, the Rajbah, she's an Onus, she could go back to her first husband. It doesn't help the child still abhors her. But it helps her that she can go back and she doesn't need a kapara. The Taz on the bottom of the page in Ibn Ezra here was Matmiyah and Samiyah Zion. That it says by Michal he didn't touch her, and that's why she's mutter. And he has a parallel davar shel tzibur. We see even a bezdin paskas. You do need a kapara. Those are his two shtaka kashas. And he said he can't argue with the Rashba. He says tshuva zu shel Rashba in l'smay chalav. I don't know if he's throwing doubt on the authenticity of it. It's hard to know, but he says in l'smay chalav.
And she's asked
to her first husband. She needs, well, the question is, if she's allowed to go back to her first husband, do we permit her? She's asking us a shaila. She needs a kapara for living with the second husband. She was anxious ish. That was the Aveira. And she had no choice. She can't go to the second husband, that's for sure. Second husband was Bayal HaShalaikadin when she was anxious ish. Shem Shasur Labala Sur Labat. Okay, that's, I guess, a kitzer. After last week when I walked out, I made a note for myself. Next week, just give a synopsis. The whole thing is it's such a complicated topic. The gut feeling is, if you relied on the Bezdin, on Lishus HaGoz's Bezdin, certainly you should be an Onus. And it's a very bechidish to say anything less. And Lamaisa, the Rajma says you're an Onus. He doesn't even say Lishus HaGoz's Bezdin. He says a reliable Bezdin. And the Taz is Matzviya. And his kash is the shtaka kash. You know, the Rashba against the Taz, it's the Rashba and the Ramah against the Taz. Of course, the halach is like the Rashba and the Ramah against the Taz. But what do you do with his kash? That parallel dav shel tzibur, we see the kapara when you say the chabezdin. It's a difficult issue.
What about the fact that she's not loyal?
The Marik.
What does the Taz do about that?
You brought up the Marik that the Marik has a heter. In a case, it says, "Kimala boy ma'al." A woman is usur to a husband because she sort of rebelled against him by living with someone else. And my Rick says, it doesn't say "mala b'ashem ma'al." It says "mala boy ma'al." It has to do whether it's a rebelliousness against him. Even though my Rick brings in a case of chumrah, it's used in cases of kula. Where Moshe has a famous tshuva, groundbreaking tshuva, about a woman who was not religious. She got married with a proper chuppah and kiddushin. And when they got divorced, she knew nothing about halacha. Her husband sent her in the mail a document. If you sign this, it's a Jewish divorce, probably from Reform or Conservative movement. And you sign this and mail it back, then it's a Jewish divorce. And he sent it back. She married someone else. And she wasn't divorced. The child would be a mamzer. There was no child, but she married someone else. And then they became from. When they came from the second marriage, they went to get married. And the person said, "Get married? You don't have a get from your first husband?" "I got a get from the first husband." So now do us a chuppah. He said, "We can't. You are Kishem Shasur Labala Sur Labayil. You live with this man when you were here." So after everything, she about Shuva and again, and still. So Moshe has a kula that, based on the Marik, that it says, "Amala boy mal," only if you rebelled against him. If he sent you a notification that this is a religious divorce, he told you that it's good al pi halacha. If he told you, forget halacha, I don't care. I don't know if that counts as that blah, blah, blah. But Rabbi Shah said, when he sent such a letter that this is a Jewish divorce, that she should be mutter. Now, Rabbi Shah doesn't rely on that alone. He's mitzarif. I think it's a Mishloh Melech. An incredible Kiddush Mishloh Melech. This is a Mishloh Melech. Mishloh Melech says, we all know, if a woman is Mizanah Tachas Bala, she becomes also to her husband, and to the Bayal. The language of Chazal is, Shem Shasura La Baal, Kachasura La Bayal. So up to Mishloh Melech, that's only the first man she's Mizanah with. The first man she's Mizanah with, Asas Aran, her husband, but when she's mezar with a second man, so she's ready also to revile. Mishlo, she doesn't become also to the bail. If Torah says this man asked you to the bail, yes, you can't marry him. You're ready also. It's rewarding for wholesale. So Rabbi says, but in this lady's case, where she already had been mezar with someone else in between. I think if I recall correctly, he's Mitzarev, the Marik, and the Mishloh Melech, and two big Chidushim, and he's Mekel. So the question is, when a person relies on a Psak Bezdin, that's what you're asking, that it should be the same thing with the Marik Seter. So I don't know. What?
How can I get in the mail?
How can you?
How can I get work in the mail?
For a woman who has no exposure to religion, you know, you can sell chametz in the mail. So how could why can't it get work in the mail? I mean, you're talking as a Talmid Chacham. She thought her husband sent her a piece of paper with Hebrew lettering on top. She's not mala by mal. She didn't rebel against her husband. Her husband told her this is the way to get divorced. She was mala by Hashem. She did an aver against Hashem. Could be einus. Could be shagig. I don't know what to call it. But against her husband, it wasn't Mala my Baal, because he told her that she's divorced. Now, from the perspective of Allah, of course it's ridiculous. But as far as Mala by Baal, it wasn't Mala by Baal.
So even if she didn't get anything in the mail, she doesn't need to get it.
So I don't know, you know, Dailucha, the Chiddush that Ramesh is writing. I don't want to get sidetracked, which I just did. Let's move to Sif Yisrael.
If all these factors came to play, then she
needs Hiras Chacham to be Mekel. I know a certain Rav Amansi mentioned to me he has the Shaila. And the question is whether to rely, whether there's a consensus to rely on this type of thing. It was a case where there was already the woman was already in her 60s and she wanted to marry her second husband. And the Rav in case did a lot of tircha, found the first husband out somewhere in the West and got a get, and then still has a problem making a chasana. So I don't know what he did at the end. It was Rabbi Sal Rudinsky. You could ask him. He mentioned to me at a wedding probably 7 or 8 years ago that he has a lomaisa. He asked me if I know if the Rabbanim are samech on it. I told him, Rabbanim don't get the shayla every other day. It's a very rare thing, but... That's a different thing. That's if it's klapi shmaya, if you got married not a religious ceremony, a civil marriage, they were faking out you didn't get or my child you know. Let's move on to a few easy sifim, and then to sif chaf, which is again one of the major sifim. We're up to sif yud zayin. This is Gemara Yevamis Mem Hei. I think Daf Yomi is past Yevamis Mem Hei. Chaim, are you up to Yevamis Mem Hei yet? Huh? Just. Okay. So this is Yevamis Mem Hei. This next piece of Gemara. Now soon the next cycle will catch up and they'll be ahead. Asif Yud Zayin, Misha Chetzi of Eva and Chetzi of Ben Chayrin, Shabal Eishasish, Havlad Eloi Takana. Here you have a Vlad who's a half mamzer. Normally, a mamzer can marry a ger, can marry an eved. A mamzeres can marry an eved. A mamzer can marry a shivcha. Here you have a person, an alkup, he's a chatzi eved, chatzi ben chayrin, and he's bayil an eshesish, and they have a child. And this child's father is half eved, half Yisrael. The Yisrael half would make the child a mamzer. The Eved half, the child would be a kosher. You have to know this. It's a surprise to a lot of people. We're going to have it in two sifim from now. That Eved and Akum, that Amazan and Eish HaSish, do not make mamzeris. Even though we know an Eish HaSish has a child, child's a mamzer, it's not totally true. It's right. Mishain loy kedushin v'yesh la'aveira. So I'm sorry. I just quoted was the wrong quote. But anyway, by a guy, Eved Akum Abbas Yisrael, the Vlad is not a apostle. So here you have the father is half Eved, where the child's not an apostle, and half Bechayri, where the child's a mamzer. The child's a half mamzer. So mamzerus is that kashus muravim by. He's really mixed up. He's in both. Lefikach aser apishivcha uban of kamaisi loyim. Therefore, he's also even in the shivcha. And his iser continues la'olam. So the lashon of the Gemara is ein loy takana. I think some rishonim taj ein loy takana de Rav Tarfon. Tarfon is a kind of mamzerim, doesn't apply here because the tzad Yisrael Shabbai is going to be also b'shivcha. The matter of mamzer in the shivcha, but not an eved. The what? He could sell himself as an Eved Ivri. There's no Eved Ivri when there's no Yaival. When there's no Yaival, there's no Eved Ivri. So it only helped till the Sersa thought about the Golas, but okay. Is there such a thing as an... Right, he's saying, could you sell half of yourself as an Eved Ivri? It'll be half Eved Ivri, half Eved Knan. The only Tzarashov is that he can marry a Shivcha. But, okay. If not marry a shevchah, but you live with a shevchah. Okay.
This guy could take a giyayris.
Both of moms are.
This fellow could take a giyayris. It's not so pushy because a ger is really not allowed a man marry an eved kanani. They will matter because Ted the Vlad will be kosh. He has to get married. That's what it says. Anyway, takala. He has no. There's no Eitzah. What are you going to do? So there is here a Beis Shmuel. The Beis Shmuel does have a Ha'ara that this Mechaber, it's a Gemara, but that this should be really totally in a Machloikis. And he is Chatziyev Chatziyev Chayrin doesn't come up. I have not yet to have a Chatziyev Chatziyev Chayrin Shaila. I'm going to move on. Whatever the Taz, the Beis Shmuel is bringing, we'll talk about anyway. Chatziyev Chatziyev Ben Chayrin. So I guess he's half Chayrin. The Gemara says the following: it says a Chatziyev Chatziyev Ben Chayrin can't blow shofar for himself, but he has to hear shofar from someone else. So the Chatziyev Ben Chayrin, it seems the Gemara's pashut is Chayrin and shofar. But he can't blow shayfer himself. Loi osi tzad avdu shabai b'maitzi litzad chayre shabai. It's a very strange gemara. How could someone be chayv and shayfer and efsha to do the mitzvah himself? It's like such a strange thing. With anything which well, Megillah says the women are chayavai, so it's Megillah says that, but other ladies that what? No, Nebuchadnezzar is b'chayv and shabbos. Devakarati is chayim mitzvah kiisha. You have to get a mitzvah that women are p'tura Israel. So, how about tefillin? So you have to look at the mitzvah chinuch. Anytime, if you ever meet a chatziyev chayim chayim, just tell him to get a hold of a mitzvah chinuch. Or the mitzvah chinuch says something on this. He says, chatziyev chayim chayim, hu adin, chatzi shivcha, chatzi bas chayim. She's also stuck. When he brings this down, he okay. That's Yud Zayin. Yud Ches.
What's
Yud Ches?
She's an
Eish
HaSish. She's a
Hefe HaSish.
She's a
Zayin. Shifcha Harufa, Koyin Savi Shayin. That's a Shifcha Harufa, Koyin Savi
Shayin.
She's Chayin.
She's
Chayin. Malk Zosham.
No,
he's. Oh, it's the man. Boyle Shifcha. Okay.
She gets Malkish.
What is it? Hipsnus? Okay, I don't remember. I mean, those who tied Shifcha Harufa, he Shifcha Dechareffes Leish. It's probably Machlekes the Gemara, right? I think the Rashi means to Pshat, and according to one Pshat, the Torah is specifically answering her. So according to that Pshat, I suppose. Anyway, Sif Yitches, Yisrael shadasa mamzeres, imam shadasa Yisrael savla mamzala olam. Now we know a rule of thumb that as far as being Jewish or not Jewish, it goes according to the maternal side. And as far as being once a yid, being a kain or levi, lebishmachaisam lebeis havaisam, it goes according to the father's side. The mamzer has both chisraidus. Halach achar apogam. It says, mi she'ein taifus kedushin, mi she'ein lai kedushin v'yesh bay aveira. There's no taifus kedushin in aveira. Halach achar apogam. And by mamzer, we go according to tzer apogam, and remains a mamzer.
So
it's a yichas on both sides. Your test is a kula. Eved, akum the eved, shabala mamzeres. That's havlat mamzer. If the mother's a mamzeres, doesn't matter if it's a guy who's the father. But in ba bas Yisrael, this is the big kula. An eshesish was mizana with a guy. Havlat kosher. The Vlad is not a mamzer. He's still pogum lekahuna. I'll talk about pogum lekahuna in a second. But this is important kula. Medesha Sish out in the world today, the secular Jewish world, where somebody who had a good kedushin, sometimes people come to me, they have a relative who's not from, they want to make sure at least the kedushin should be a good kedushin. I tell them, no, don't make sure. Make sure the kedushin is not a good kedushin. Because it could be a good kedushin, and later you're going to have get issues. The gut feeling is, let it be at least a Yiddish, why is it not a Kedushin? Usually because there's no two kosher Eidim. So it's better, it should not be good. But even if you have such a case, and a woman who is an Eish HaSish HaPi Halacha is Mizana, if, I guess she's lucky enough to be Mizana with a guy, the child is not a man. The child's a Jew. It goes according to the mother. But Eved Akuma Babas Yisrael, we say Havlad, we pass them like the Man Yama, that the Vlad is kosher, and that's what it says here in the Mechaber. Now it does say Upogam Lekuhuna, which we had at the beginning of the Siman. Excuse me. We have today, occasionally we have a case where you have a child. It's not uncommon in Baal Tshuva circles. Where you have a child where the father is a guy and the mother's a yid. When I first got married, I knew two boys from camp. They were boys 10 and 11 years old, whose father was a guy and mother was Jewish. And so why were they doing it in camp? The mother, closer than the public schools, Yeshivas Oel Moshe, Moshe and Bensonhurst, was around the corner. It was just easier for her to send to Ol Moshe. And since publicly, she sent to Ol Moshe. She got more than she bargained for. The kids took this stuff seriously. But their father was a guy. Now, it's not uncommon. I mean, it's uncommon in the big picture of Klal Yisrael. But the people are Isaac and Bali Tshuva. It's not uncommon that the father is a guy. And in such a case, the child is Pogum Lekuhuna. The child is considered to be Pagum. Why is he Pagum Lekuhuna? So if you turn back to the first page of this siman, so we're going to talk in a bit about the son or the daughter. Okay, well, let's see the reason, and we'll see the difference of son or a daughter. In the beginning of Siman Dalin, do you have any copies of the first page? I'm not sure. No? Okay, so you'll have to trust me. In the second, Beis Shmuel, he brings an interesting nidain about the child. There's no Gemara about this. See in a second. There's no Gemara about being Pogum Lekuhuna. As a matter of fact, the way the Beis Shmuel Beis brings it, the Rambam says Kosher Lekuhuna, the Rif is Mesupik, and the Rosh says Pogum Lekuhuna. So you have the three big Paiskim, like it's an even break. Right? The Rambam says Kosher Lekuhuna, the Rosh says Pasul Lekuhuna, the Rif is the tiebreaker. He's Mesupik. It's rare that the Rif writes in his halachas that he's Mesupik. So Pogum means he's not allowed to marry a Kayim, but if he does, the marriage is a marriage. Let's say she, if they have a daughter. So the children of the, again, I'm talking now about the child of a guy and a Bas Yisrael, right? Now we'll get to talk about that later. The child, right? So is Pogum Lekuhuna. The end of, now Beis Shmuel says, what's the reason? The Kal V'Chaimer, listen to the Kal V'Chaimer. Kai gadla baal almana. What's it? Kai gadla baal almana. The daughter is not allowed to marry. It's a chalal or a chalala. So bakaba almana. Shebina pogum afapi shein iser shava bakoil. It's only kavachaymer ba echami elu kaidim shenizgayu abas Yisrael. If one of these, meaning Evan or a guy, have lad pogum lekahuna, it's a kavachaymer for kai gadol. Psakana halacha dera, he says that lechatchila we hasa like the rush, and with the Evan if they got married, they might see it without might see the hall a rabbam kasha. It's a suffix, so I might see it. So this is the halacha. Now, whether this has only been in a daughter, or even in a son, when they get the next dar, is a machlaikis rishayim. It's a machlaikis the Ramban and the Rashba. And as far as I could see, in my little looking around, it's a dispute on the achrayim as well. The Levush says that it doesn't go through a male child, and Mishnah Siaka says it does. I don't know a final psak. I know the Sri De'esh has a tshuva on the topic. I don't have a Sri De'esh to look it up in, but the Sri De'esh, who was fairly recent, probably has a hachra l'maisa, and it's in the Sri De'esh. I think it's Chelek Aleph. I didn't write it down. I think it's Tshuva Samach Tess, if I remember correctly, or Ayin Tess, and that's what he says. Now here, what we don't say it only when Chazal said it. So if Chazal said it, then we don't say it. Now look, it's interesting. Rabbi Kiva Eger, this is a Chiddush. Rabbi Kiva Eger Samiya Tess on the right side. He says. Cherish v'shaita habal eishasish, a Jewish shaita or cherish who's mezaru and eishasish. Im neima, do we say kibat she'elei kedushin? Hear this? Akum has no kedushin. The vlad is kosher. A shaita also has no kedushin. What do you say to that svara? Shaita has no kedushin. So he says im neima. Should we say kibbutz kedusha gam la'acherim? You have kedusha to anybody. Ain't a blind mamzer. I mishpulei zel b'psicha. That's the prima gadim b'psicha kailalas. That would be a very big chiddush that a Jewish shaita who's mizana with an eishes ish that the vlad's not a mamzer. An akum is one chiddush. A Jewish shaita mitzad is yichus. He should be able to make mamzeris. It's only mitzad his. His condition that he's not. So we keep making techetzum mishpazay sabos besufik on this. It's interesting. I want to tell you, there's a misunderstanding of shaita. People think a shaita is an imbecile, somebody who has no who is retarded. A retarded person in halacha is called a pesi. That's not a shaita. A pesi, someone does the das of a 13-year-old. It's like a cotton. It's called a pesi in halacha. A shaita is an intelligent person who behaves erratically. The Gemara says, who's a shaita? It says, somebody who's lomba beis hakfaris, somebody noistim loy, mabit kol masha noistim loy, which might be a heter for all the teenagers, but it's an erratic behavior. Moshe's tshuva, he wrote in Rasha, he wrote a famous tshuva about a shaita. It was a man who behaved normally, intelligently, and occasionally did crazy things. Moshe writes, he got totally undressed, climbed up a tree, and then announced that he was Mashiach. Why you have to be addressed to be Mashiach, I don't know. Maybe just to get the people to come around the tree. But right, you act like a shaita. You act like a pesi. It's very hard. Ramesh's tshuva is the cleaver get. Ramesh's tshuva is about that. How do you decide if a person has a shaita to be mevatel the kedushin? That's true. Eve v'akum, not considered masusim. That's Rebbe Tamshita. No, it's independent of that. It's a machlokes the Gemara. I guess maybe a machlokes should have taich the Gemara. The machlokes the Rekiv and the Chachamim. Ever Ba'ako Habas Yisrael. What? I guess I don't know. The one who's saying shait is saying kol she'ein le'kiddushin. The Vlad is not a mamzer. Rabbi Kiveg is just telling you look at the Prima Garden. Rabbi Kiveg the Gemara. What, Mekiva? Because anybody who doesn't have Kiddushin doesn't make a Vlad a Mamzer.
And it's not well known.
Okay. It could be just Surah Baila. No, Surah Baila, that's Rabbeinu Tam. If the child's a Mamzer is the Gemara, just Surah Baila, that's Taisus Zirmasus. We always say Zirmasusim. I think the pasuk is. It's not Zirma Susim, it's Ziramta Susim Ziramta. But in Yeshivish language, it's Zirma Susim Zirmasim. But the Pasik, it's a Ziramta Susim Ziramta. Okay. At any rate, the. Alright, this is Sif Yotes. A very important Sif, but not a lot of fighting over it. And that's it. Now we come to Sif Chaf. Which is, I guess, in a way, the Sif. Sif Chaf is the Sif with the Eitz of Rabbeinu Tam. Okay, Sif Chaf. Mamza Habala Akum. Right? We all know, and we spoke it out earlier, Rabbeinu Tarfon's Eitzah for a Mamzer to have kosher children. Is for the mamzer to marry, so to speak, to take as a wife a shifcha kedanis, which is shayach bizman hazeh, but ivri is not shayach, but shifcha kedanis is shayach, and take a shifcha kedanis and have a child, and then be mishachrer, and then the child is a vlad kosher. That is here in the sif. Mamzer ha ba'al ha'akum, ha vlad ha'akum. Now, the mamzer has no heter to be ba'al ha'akum. The vlad, anyway, would be a guy, we're talking about a woman. Akum, if this guy or Haruki Israel, so it's possible if a mamzer there's no heter to do it, but if he's bala and a goyish woman has a child, the child's megayer, he's a yid. If bala shivcha, havlad eved, he's bala shivcha kananis, the child is an eved. Now, just stop for a second. Is a Jew allowed to be bala shivcha? So the Gemara says that you're not allowed to give a sari yosin. A yid's not allowed to be bayil shivcha. So what's Reb Tarfon's Eitzah? So there are two explanations, the Rambam and the Ram. The Rambam's explanation is that the isser for a yid to be bayil shivcha is a drabanan, and in order to be mailed proper children, they were makel, they made an exception for a mamzer, that there's no isser for a mamzer to be bayil. That's the Rambam's explanation. And the Ran's explanation, which is also Tosis, right, is saying, you know, Rabbeinu Tam, is that the Issa for a Yid to be Bayil HaShivcha is Lo Yekadesha Bebeis Yisrael. Shivcha Kananis is called the Kadesha. Rashi says, Tameyo Mesueves, he said, since a Mamzer is already together Kadesh, so Mamela, it's Mutter Mikir Hadid. This is the two explanations. In Beishmuel Chav Ches, the one I skipped, he brings these two explanations. If you look just quickly, six lines on the bottom, Harambam Pirish, or 5 lines on the bottom, Deiloi Takana Klal, Afilu B'Shifcha, Kibitzat Abdesu Kasher, I'm sorry, he's going on the Rambam Shita. He's going a Chatzi Yev, a Chatzi Becher, there's no Eitzah, Afilu B'Shifcha, Kibitzat Abdesu Kasher, L'chayra Kasher, Lamu Asa B'Shifcha, Mamzer, Mutter b'shivcha b'shem takanas abanim. The Rambam shita is that a mamzer is mutter b'shivcha because you want to make a takana for children. Hachadami, so b'chatzi evet also yeh mutter b'shivcha. According to the Rambam's reason, b'chatzi evet should be mutter b'shivcha b'shem takanas abanim. B'shlamo l'tam aran, so he brings the Ran's reason. Yeshay b'zeh lo shayach laimed, the kaddish v'aimed. He's a kaddish. Because he's only chatzi, tam der Rambam kosh. So he brings the two reasons, the Rambam, and he applies it chatzi ev and chatzi b'chay. Akoponim, that's the halacha. It's a gemara that a mamzer is mutter b'shivcha. These are two explanations of why he's mutter b'shivcha. Back to sifchav. Okay, we digressed for a minute. So sifchav, the next to the last line on the page, ibala shivcha avlad eved, nishtach rairu b'chay, l'fikach. Mamza noise lechatchila shifcha shekibla aleha mitzvahs tevila l'shem avdus. She's willing to be tevila l'shem avdus. Every ever kanani shifcha kananis is tevila or tevelas l'shem agerus of avdus lahatir banav sheishtacharu v'yibutar v'yisrael. So therefore, this is Rav Tafin's big hamtsoa for a mamzer to be mutter. And then she will be started the simon that there are a number of tshuvas of Paiskim that are reluctant to be saibach on it, but that Diane Fisher in Eretz Yisrael was actually mata lemaisa. The other tshuvas are written theoretically. What would be if? It's very unlikely. They said this mamzer wants to do this. He has to date a goyish woman, interest her in Yiddishkeit, convince her to become a shifcha kananis, and then they'll have a child to be b'shachar. Rabbi Yaakov Yisrael Fisher, he had a case where the man came to him with the woman already. That was, he had a case where the woman was there and willing to do it, and he was matir. It's the ninth chelik of his tshuvas. I think Evan Yisrael's name was tshuvas, and he was matir at Lamaisa. I think Ramesha Tedler writes that Ramesha held that it's mutter. He told someone it's mutter, but the person was not able to find a woman, so it never happened. But this is the answer. The other tshuvas of Mechas Yitzchak and others say it's hard to do things that Klal Yisrael hasn't done l'dayris, although it's so uncommon that it should be able to do it. It's hard to create an iser. But al kapanim, this is the potential answer for someone who's a mamzer, and it's one of the famous Nekudas of Klal Yisrael. Oh, so he mentions, Rabbi Dai Fisher mentioned that it's a question of Dina Machus Adina. He suggested going to an embassy, remember? Right. Going to an embassy of a country where they have no laws against slavery and doing the whole ceremony there. And in the embassy grounds, which are Moti. What? When the Shiloh comes, we'll figure it out.
How does the lady become a shifcha officially? What does she have to do?
She has to sell herself. There's a Mishnah, and every shifcha is every kanani is nikta with kesef and shtar and chazak. Yeah. All right, we'll worry about the kiyana. We'll get it done. The thing is that
she can't be sold by somebody else.
No one else owns her to sell her, you know. But al kapanim, however, we'll do it. That's all. Now the question is, what about a suffik mamzer? What do you do with a suffik mamzer? Now suffik mamzer is might be a mamzer, might be Yisrael. Do you have any eights? A suffik mamzer seems to be the worst case. So a suffik, well, we don't have a suffik mamzer. If you find a suffik mamzer, it's not going to help, because the two sfeikas are different sfeikas. But listen to the genius of this. Pisrei tshuva chav dalit. Rabbi Kiva Eger on the previous page has the shaila suffik mamzer. Listen to the genius of an eitzah. Chav dalit. No, you have to read all these. Suffik the bottom line of the page. Mashkoza meir heitim. Avol redvaz pasak. Afilu suffik mamzer. Ayim b'sefer b'rchei Yosef. Oysin beis. Heavy tshuva zera Avraham. Chelak yadasim b'chav zayin. Echviya kadasim advaz. The suffik mamzer mutter b'shifcha. Ukivitalo b'divrei haramba. This power up pnei Moshe who asks. Now, what's the eitzah? I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Go back to the beginning of Chav Dalet. The beginning of Chav Dalet, on the bottom on the other side. He has an eitzah. Listen to the eitzah. Listen to how you do it. Yachal tar zay b'zelifin. Ish Yehudi yishachrer shivcha say. A man should buy this woman as a shivcha. He should give her a get to free her b'tanai. Al menah shetinase l'kasha. He gives her a get on the condition she marries someone who's kosher to her. What do you gain? Oz zeh hasafik mamzer yachal isa isa shivcha. Now, b'manashach, He's a Suffolk Mamzer. He's not a Chassi Mamzer. He's a Suffolk Mamzer. He's allowed to marry her, but what Avshach? Imu Kosher. Then the evidence is the Shifcha's free. Then Gamzare Kosher. Imu Mamzer. What happens if he's a Mamzer? The Shtash Shichru is on the condition you marry a Kosher. If she goes and marries the Mamzer, Nimsa Shifcha Edom Shukreris. So the shifcha is not freed. See, hear this? A genius idea. A man should buy this woman as a shifcha, give her a get shifcha, free her, avadah, she marries a kasher. So, and then she marries a Suffolk Mamzer. So what happens? Kapi Shmaya, Manavshach. If the Suffolk Mamzer is really a kasher, so she was freed. She's a Bas Yisrael. They're allowed to get married. If the Suffolk Mamzer is really a Mamzer, then the get shifcha is bottled. Because given Avadas that you marry a kosher, and that she's still a shivcha, and Shalva Yisrael, it's a great Eitzah. It's a, what? What? Oh, and then you'll be the same as every mamzer. She's a shivcha, they have a child, you shachin a child. But it becomes the same as every mamzer who marries a shivcha. The child is going to be a suffik if he's a kosher or an ever bishukher. He'll be asked to claim a suffik. But he'll be kosher Israel. Be kosher Israel. This is a zaitza by a Suffolk mamzer. What? She will never know if she's mishuchar. She's a Suffolk mishuchar the rest of her life, unless she marries a kosher. If she marries this man, it's a. Yeah. But her child, she has to have a child while she's a shifcha for the Eitzah to work. A mamzer marries a shifcha. If she gets freed, then she's a Bas Yisrael, then the child's a mamzer. The whole chap is the mamzer has to be ba'ala while she's a shifcha, and then the child will be born, he'll have a din eved, and then there'll be shachar the eved. Right? So we want her to stay a shifcha on the tzad that he's a mamzer. We want to be a shifcha the rest of her life. We're not going to free her later. We'll free her when she can't have children anymore. But as long as she has children, we want her to be a shifcha. So.
We have two places here in the sieve, right? One is that he marries a girl.
Yeah, but that's not both of us, so we can't.
Has children, and then the children have to decide on their own to marry.
Now the first Eitzah is not an Eitzah, because you're not allowed to marry a guy. You're not marrying a guy. Just as if you married a guy and had a child, and the child was even a guy. What? No, having non-Jewish children, you're not a kind of periphery. The Eitzah of Reb Tarfin is only the second thing, because that mutal chatchila. He can marry a shifcha, marry, so to speak, a shifcha, have a child who'll be in heaven, and free the child, and then they'll be Mekayim. The guy part is a b'dieved, it's not l'chatchila, you can't go marry a guy l'chatchila. That's a big risk, that the child who's a guy is going to want to be Mekayim. By a shifcha, the child, when you're b'shachrim, she's bang, he's presto, he's a Jew automatically. He doesn't have a choice.
Once the husband dies, there'll be a problem. Is she a shifcha to the Yoshim, or is she
Yes, because she's going to be a suffix shifcha the rest of her life. In this case, the regular shifcha, she's a shifcha all the whole life. Here, she's a Suffolk mishukheres. Okay, presumably, when she's not a bas bottom anymore, she'll be. Even though she no, but she could do it. We learned that. That's true. It's true. It's definitely true. Okay, so this is the eighth. So here comes along the Marsham with a brand new eighth. Now you have to know, there's some Gedali Yisrael that were prone to coming up with big chidushim that are not in line with the typical Mahalach HaMachshava. Rav Shlomo Kluger did it all the time. Rav Shlomo Kluger was a Gedali Yisrael. Right? So he was prone to new things. The Marsham was the leader of Hungarian Jewry in his generation. He was not prone to saying wild mechudish dike eitzes. And this is in the first chelik of the Marsham, Tshuva Tess. He writes, and when he writes, he's reluctant. This is la halacha, he says, loy lamaisa, you've got to get everyone to agree with him. He wants to have an eitzah for a mamzer. He had a case of a mamzer where, I think the case was, where Bezdin was mad to the woman to remarry, and the husband came back alive, and they had a child. And now the child, unfortunately, is a mamzer through no fault of anyone, as the circumstances. She had a heter to marry, and the Bezdin presumably did it, what's put up he did, but it fell through the cracks. It was one of those cases where the husband came, and he came up with an Eitzah. The similar Eitzah is in a Yomtif for a Eishes Kayin. It's a tragedy. An Eishes Kayin that's Nensa, Rachman Olatlan, that's raped, becomes Asura Labailo, because Eishes Kayin Shenensa is also Asura Labailo. And it's also a tremendous tragedy. Lady Yomtif suggests the same Eitzah, he has to give her a hand. It suggests the same Eitzah in his case. His is Seif Simikov Samach Tes. And his Eitzah, he writes, is problematic. His complaint has nothing to do with the Marsham. I want to explain this by going back to the Gemara. There's a concept, four places in Shas, of Avkinu Rabbanu LeKedusha Minei. We Kedusha Nabotel LeMafreya. It's very rare that Kedusha Nabotel LeMafreya. Tosfos says that we say Kedas Moshe Yisrael by Kedusha, to leave an opening for these types of cases, whether you say it or not, it's not negayah. Now, nothing to do with hetamerim. Hetamerim is not mevatel kedushin. It's a heter for a man to take a second wife, which is mutter. But we're talking here about being mevatel kedushin l'mefreya. Now, you have to understand there are four cases in Shas, but it's really two and two. Two of the cases in Shas, one of which is at the end of Yevamis, are cases where the original marriage was Shaloi Barat and Chachamim. One case is Tluya V'Kiddush. The Sugyan Cheskos Abatim, Mev Ches, Tluya V'Zavin Zvina Zvini. Now, Loch is, if you force someone to make a sale and he sells, it's a good sale. Why is not Negev? The Gemara says Tluya V'Kiddush. You pressure a woman, you force her, and she accepts Kedushin. Minat Torah, the Kedushin's Chal. But the Gemara says, Hu Asa Shaloi Kahagin? There, at the moment of Kedushin, Chazal said, someone is Mekadish by forcing a woman. So, Afkin Rabban LeKedushin Minei. He said, Hefka Bezna Hefka on the money. And even if it's a Bia, however it works, Hefka Bezna Hefka. It goes to Tinnach Kajip Akasma, the Kajibia Mekel Amemer, Shemir Rabban LeBiyas and Bias Nuz. So, Chazal said, even though Minat Torah, if you force a woman to get married, the Kedushin's Chal. Who was a Shalai Kaigan? Asulai Shalai Kaigan. The second, a similar case in Yevamis, where a man took a Yisayma, Ketana, through the brother or the mother, and took care of her, married her midrabana, and raised her. And when she turned 12, someone else chapped her to marry a chot after Gemara's Lashon. He convinced her, a young girl, convinced her to take Kedushin. So again, the Gemara says, who was a Shalai Kaigan? Asulai Shalai Kaigan. He said, it's not a Kedushin. Now those two cases are cases where immediately Bishas Kedushin it's not Chal. There's no retroactive Bittul Kedushin. Kedushin is just not a Kedushin. You did Shalai Kaigan. You can't do these things. Chazal said it's not a Kedushin. And that's not our discussion today. Our discussion today are the other two cases. There are two cases where Rabbanim were Mevatel Kedushin L'mafreya. There are two cases. One is the sugya of Oides Begin, based on Bezek Gimel Aleph in Mesechtes Ksubis. And the second case is the case in Gittin Rabbi Bez Lami Gimel, which is also, I believe, somewhere in Yavamis, in addition to being in Gittin. And that's the case that we're going to discuss today. Gemara there has a case of a couple that's married for many years already. The man wants a divorce, sir. So, it's a case where he sends a get. Now, today, we're reluctant to do any get na pishlichus. For Dairis, Bati Dinim said, you have to be there personally, we don't want to do get. Still, we do it. Sometimes we have agunis, we do ayideh shlichus. A little easier today, we have telephones. As one said, a get ayideh shlichus. We have a telephone, if you can verify. I guess with Zoom, it's even easier. But you can verify that he made a shliach. We do a get ayde shliach. What's a get ayde shliach? The man has to, there are two ways of doing it. Either he writes the get and sends it, or he makes a shliach to go and write the get one way or the other. The Gemara's case is a man writes a get and gives it to a shliach to deliver a shliach lahilacha to go and deliver the get to the woman. Gemara says, if a man makes a shliach, it takes him a week to travel there, and during the week he's mevatel the shlichus. Mishnah says he can mevatel the get also, but let's say mevatel the shlichus. So then it's ice get. Ice get, the shlichus is batel. But 1 minute, it causes a terrible thing. The shliach doesn't know. So shliach comes to the woman and he tells Bezdin the truth. He's not lying. As made a shliach, maybe these two witnesses, that he was made a shliach. And he gives her a guess, she accepts it, she thinks she's muteres la'alma. So you have a case where a woman is going to be in trouble. When you send a get and you're mevatel it, you're going to be in trouble. So there's a man diyama there, I think of Shimon Gamliel, who says in such a case, afkin rabbanu l'kedushin b'nei. Rabbanu mafkia the kedushin l'mafreya. Mafkia the kedushin l'mafreya, that it's ice kedushin. Now, there's a machlekes in the Gemara, I'll get to it maybe a little later, exactly in which case. But that's a case of Afkin Rabban L'Kedusha Mina. So therefore, this Afkinu makes everybody kosher. If there are children, so till now the children were born in wedlock, the parents were married, but a mafkia, they're born out of wedlock, they're still ksherim, right? A child born out of wedlock, as long as it's not a mamzeris, it's kosher. All the maises nus till now, they're all the bias, shabir of bias, and bias nus. They're all maises nus. Later, Kuf Chav Zayin, the Shmuel says it's not a real Aveira. In Kuf Chav Zayin Sifav, we have a case, a similar thing, in Hilchos Yavamis. And it says, but Shabir Mabiyasa Bias Nus, B'shas Maisa, it was not an Aveira. Retroactively, they're making it, that's a Bias Nus. So Marsham says, I have a great idea. What? So she is going to be. Afkin Rabban L'Kedusha Minei. She's not going to be even Asur L'Kudah, even Mata L'Kudah. But she's never married yet. So it's up to Masham. I have a great idea to be Matur Mamzer. You go over, the husband comes back. Meantime, his wife thought he was dead. They sat Shiva on him. And remember Tom Sawyer? He comes back, they're doing a funeral for him. He comes back and he stays in Ezra Snoshim. I don't know why they had Ezra Snoshim in those days. And he's listening to the funeral. They're saying what a wonderful boy he was. And then he shows up. You don't remember that?
Yeah.
Come on,
yeah.
You guys. If you didn't read Tom Sawyer, at least you should have seen it. So that's Mamish's case. The man comes back, and he's dead. And he comes back, he's alive. So the wife, now she has children. The children are Mamzerim. Everybody is friends. Nobody was hated each other. Right? He sure is dead. She remarried. Dr. Masham, I have an Eitzah. A very simple Eitzah. Let her go to California. He'll stay in New York. He'll make a shliach and send a get. As soon as the shliach takes off, he'll be mevatel the kedush, mevatel the shlichus. He'll deliver the get to the lady. And if he delivers the get to the lady, then the chazal be mevatel the kedush of Afreya. And shalom Yisrael, and everybody will live happily ever after. Kedush abatel of Afreya. The child's not a mamzer. Not only that, she's allowed to go back and marry him. Now she's not a sur labal, a sur labayil. Now one taina everybody has on this. Rav Shlomo Zalman has a tshuva in the Mechas Shloimei with 6 tainas on this Eitzah. One of the tainas, what kind of get is it? It's like a get, you wink your eye and you're giving a get. That's not, it's missing, there's 3 lishmas in the Ibaigat. L'shemish, l'shemish, l'shemgerishin. There's no l'shemgerishin. The answer to that is, what the Masham meant, is you don't tell the husband the whole story. You don't tell the husband, we're going to do this and this, everyone's going to be happy. You don't do that. The husband comes back. Tell the husband, it's a very serious case. You tell the husband, you have to give your wife a get. Don't tell him he's going to be vatel shlichus. And they write the get, l'shma. The edim, and the one who's orchestrating, the marsham knows what he's doing. But the edim who signed it, and the one who writes it, they think they're writing it l'shem gerishin. And you say, send it. He sends it. After you send it, you call him and you say, aha, now let me tell you the rest of the story. Now it's already lishma. And now you'll be mevatel the shlichus and shalom Yisrael. This is the Marsham's Eitzah. So, what? And she'll end up married to the second one. She need a get from the second one too, which because the rabbi, well, once she's begorish to the first, you're right, she'll be married to the second. Now the Bafreya, the condition to the second will be good. It sounds like she's married to the second.
Okay.
What?
You can't do it.
Anybody who's here today, you know, I had this. Not in the Gerish case, in the dining room, somebody came over to me and he said that he was ready to bench, like he finished the year, he was ready to bench. And no, his case was he walked out. He was in the dining room and he walked out. He came back, he said, can he keep on eating? He's a Shini Makan. I told him it's a Safik, whatever the line is. It's a Safik if you could keep on eating, if that's Esa Chadas or that. Tachas Gagechon, in a place where you don't walk out during a meal. So it's a suffix, you can't keep on eating. You just have to bench. He said, okay, I have to bench. I said, okay, now you don't have to bench. Now you can make shahakol for sure, you're a Masiach Das. So now, I told him, next time it's not going to work. Because next time, it's you know the trick. But I would do next time, and I would tell him, look, I told you, it doesn't work twice. Now you have to bench. It doesn't work a second time. He'll say, okay. Well, then I'll tell him, okay, the third time, that's not going to open up. But, okay. So, what's the problem with the Marsham Zaitza? So I guess it's Kedai. We'll go over to Marsham at the beginning next week and talk about it.